Lesson 11. I doubt whether a doctor can answer the question of what the meaning of one's life is in general terms. For the meaning of life differs from man to man, from day to day, and from hour to hour. What matters, therefore, is not the meaning of life in general, but rather the specific meaning of a person's life at a given moment. To put the question in general terms would be comparable to the question posed to a chess champion. Tell me, master, what is the best move in the world? There simply is no such thing as the best or even a good move, apart from a particular situation in a game and the particular personality of one's opponent. The same holds for human existence. One should not search for an abstract meaning of life. Everyone has his or her own specific mission in life, to fulfill a concrete assignment which demands fulfillment. One cannot be replaced, nor can one's life be repeated. Thus, everyone's task is as unique as is his or her specific opportunity to fulfill it. We must never forget that we may also find meaning in life even when confronted with a hopeless situation, when facing a fate that cannot be changed. For what then matters is to bear witness to the uniquely human potential at its best, which is to transform a personal tragedy into a triumph, to turn one's crisis into a human achievement. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Once, an elderly man consulted me because of his severe depression. He could not overcome the loss of his wife who had died 2 years before and whom he had loved above all else. Now how could I help him? Well, I refrained from telling him anything, but instead confronted him with the question, what would have happened if you had died first and your wife had to survive you? Oh, he said, for her this would have been terrible. How she would have suffered. You see, I replied, such a suffering has been spared her, and you have spared her this suffering, to be sure, at the price that you now have to survive and mourn her. He said no word but shook my hand and calmly left my office. In some way, suffering ceases to be suffering at the moment it finds a meaning, such as the meaning of a sacrifice. Of course, this was no treatment in the proper sense, since first, his despair was no disease, and second, I could not change his fate or revive his wife. But in that moment, I succeeded in changing his attitude toward his unchangeable fate, because from that time on, he could at least see a meaning in his suffering. Our main concern is not to gain pleasure or to avoid pain, but rather to see a meaning in our life. That is why we are even ready to suffer, on the condition, to be sure, that our suffering has a meaning.